You're listening to You've Got This, episode 323. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I thought I would give an update on my morning routine status of what I was trying to kind of reboot that I talked about last week, because I've been doing it for about a week at the time that I record this, and so far so good. So I want to talk a little bit about what has helped to make that successful for me in terms of kind of completely rebooting a morning routine and layering in 90 minutes of activities that I was not doing before. So just as a reminder, I will link to the previous episode in the show notes, but just as a reminder, I was trying to add in 4 main activities into my morning routine. One was journaling, my 3 pages of morning pages. The second one was practicing yoga. The third was meditating. And the fourth was walking on my treadmill. Now, I can't remember if I mentioned this in the last episode, but when I did tell my partner I was doing this, he was like, "Are you sure you should do all of those things at the same time? Like, shouldn't you just pick like one and then ease your way back in?" And I am definitely kind of a go big or go home kind of person. And I was like, "Nope, I'm just going to do them all." And I did know that that was a bit of a risk, just because it's a lot to try to add in, you know, 90 minutes of a routine when you were not doing any of those things before. Now, I have done all of these things at some point in the past. I just haven't been doing them for a while. But I thought, you know, let's just like completely reboot this. Let's see how it goes. So the first thing that I want to mention that I thought was really helpful for my success with this is I was using an app to track this. And the app I was using is called Streaks. And you may have heard me talk about this in the past, but it's probably been a couple of years since I was like actively using this app. It's basically a way to mark like a task or a routine, and then you just kind of like hold down on it and it like marks it as complete. So you get 6 things on each one of these like app pages, basically. So you can end up tracking up to, I think it's 24 different tasks. And I use the entire kind of 6 tasks on the first page to track what I was doing in the morning. Now, in addition to these 4 things, the other couple things I added, just in case you're curious, is my 5-year journal, because I consider that kind of part of my journaling practice. And then I also added reading a book on my Kindle, because I'm trying to do a Kindle reading streak, and it's a lot easier to do that in the morning before I forget throughout the day. So those are the 6 things that I'm kind of considering my part of my morning routine. And it makes me feel really good if I can check off each of those things before I leave the house in the morning. So I was using that app just to kind of, first of all, remind myself that these are the things I'm supposed to be doing. Because I think actually one of the hardest things when you start a new routine is you just forget. Like you don't realize that this is what you're supposed to be doing. So by having this on the app, I could literally just do like a checklist of like, have I done all of these things? Now, could you do this on like a piece of paper? Absolutely. Could you do this in another like calendar or task management system? Absolutely. There's a bunch of different ways to kind of track this, but I already had this app because I'd used it before and it worked out really well. Now, the second thing that really helped me in rebooting this is I did not let perfect be the enemy of the good. Now, when I blogged about this last week, and I may have even mentioned this on the podcast, I had some like specific timing and metrics for each of these things. Like I said, I wanted to walk 2 miles on the treadmill, and then I wanted to do yoga for 20 minutes, and I wanted to meditate for 10 minutes. There were some days where I would meditate for 5 minutes, or I would do yoga for 10 minutes, or I would not walk 2 miles, but I would walk for like 30 minutes on my treadmill. And that was okay. I called it good. I checked it off my list. It was definitely something where it was like doing these things at all was more important than doing them perfectly. So some progress is good progress. Like that was really what I was looking for. And it was really just the idea of getting myself back into the habit of wanting to do these things, first of all, because in the beginning, I did not necessarily want to trade my sleep for these activities. But once I kind of got back into doing it, I really was craving getting up and doing the journaling, for example, because I was really missing that. So it was really important for me not to engage in any kind of self-judgment of how well or not well I was doing these kinds of activities. It was just that I was doing them at all. And I think that that kind of flexibility with myself was really important as I continued to go through this in the week. Now, the other thing I just want to mention, because I had this moment of hesitation when I released last week's episode and blog post, because this past week where I kind of rebooted these activities was probably one of the hardest weeks that I could have chosen to do it. I had the big project I've been working on at my work kind of came to there were some very significant milestones happening in that project this past week that were pretty stressful in terms of just trying to kind of pull some things off. And I would get home at the end of the day just completely exhausted. And I probably could have used a little bit of extra sleep this week. So I felt like, you know, when I really thought about it, I was like, this was not, you know, the best choice to decide to reboot it on this particular really difficult week at my job. However, I also had this moment where I thought, no, this is actually the best time to do it, because if you can maintain these habits, even in the worst week of like extra work and lots of stress, that means that you should be able to do this pretty much all the time. So it was kind of a really good test of how I could maintain these habits and new routines, even in the midst of like a lot of stuff piling on at work. And the other thing I'll just mention, which I think is really important, is I kept up the routine on the weekend. So when I'm starting a new routine or habit set of tasks, I get a little bit afraid that I'm going to like lose momentum and I'm not going to be able to keep doing it. And the weekends count for me for that reason. So I didn't want to like give myself a pass on Saturday and Sunday and then have to like completely get up my motivation again to start this on Monday. And this is something that it doesn't really matter when I get up, as long as I get up in enough time that I can kind of get this into my day. So on Saturday and Sunday, because I start later in the morning, I was definitely able to sleep in a little bit, catch up on some of that sleep that I was missing from the previous week. And then I was able to do the morning routine right when I got up. Okay, one more thing that I found to be really, really helpful is I don't really do anything else before I do these parts of my routine. Now, I lay in bed for maybe like 10 minutes and I like read the news and that kind of thing. So maybe that counts. But once I get up and I go downstairs and I like get myself a glass of water, I sit down and I immediately start to journal. So I'm really trying to kind of get myself into that mode almost immediately. When I'm still in bed, you know, that's kind of my pass for myself of doing a couple of things on my phone. But once I'm up and out of bed, I'm basically going straight into the routine. And I think that that also helps me to kind of get my brain used to doing it first. And I think that that's something that's been really helpful to me as I think about what's kind of made this past week successful. So far so good with rebooting this morning routine. I'm excited to try it for this next week and kind of see how it goes. I will say that it's not easy. Like, even though I love journaling and I love each of the things that I'm doing individually, like walking and yoga and meditation, I'm not used to doing this routine. Like, it is taking a little bit of discipline to kind of keep myself in the mode of doing it. And I think that's why the Streaks app has been really helpful, because it's kind of keeping me on track. It's kind of telling me, don't like fall off even one of these things. Like, just keep going. Keep going. Let it become more natural. Let it start to feel like a more normal part of your routine, because it's been a while since I've done this. So I would also just say, if you're trying to reboot and you like fall off one day or you feel like it's hard, there's a reason why this stuff is not easy. There is a reason why it's really hard for people to have these like consistent routines of exercise and other kinds of things. And what I keep telling myself is, this is for the larger purpose of like my health, my well-being. Having these kinds of reflective and solitude practices in the morning always help me to feel better overall. And I am definitely feeling those benefits, but also it's okay that it feels kind of hard because it's something that I haven't gotten back to in a while. So giving myself a lot of grace, a lot of really positive self-talk and like pats on the back when I'm actually doing these things. And that is helping me to stay motivated as I continue to put these routines back into my schedule. So I would love to hear if you are trying to do this, if you are working on getting routines back into your day, you can always email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. I always love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. You can access show notes and transcripts for each episode at drkatielinder.com/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and or reviewing the show through Apple Podcasts.